Irina Sendler is a Polish Catholic woman who saved 2,500 Jewish children from the Warsaw Ghetto during the Holocaust. We came upon her story. That was actually my project when I was a freshman at Uniontown High School with two other students, Liz and Sabrina, and we wanted to learn more about the Holocaust. So we asked our high school history teacher, Norm Kennard, our executive director at the Lowell Milken Center now, if he had any ideas. And he had a box of newspapers, magazine articles that he'd gathered throughout the years. And one of those articles featured eight rescuer stories. And it said, in one paragraph, Irina Sendlerova saved over 2,500 Jewish children, and we'd never heard of her. So we asked Norm if he'd heard, and he suggested we do a Google search. So we typed in her name, and one hit came up on the internet. It said she saved 2,500. And we started researching other rescuer stories about the Holocaust, the Warsaw Ghetto. And today, if you Google Irina's name, you'll find between 500,000 to 800,000 hits on the internet. But we wrote a performance to share her story. We've performed all around the world. And that is the idea for our center, for someone to find an unsung hero, do in-depth research, and share this individual's story, how they made a difference, how they had an impact on the world through performances, documentaries, exhibits, websites, however they choose to share this information. And then we have featured some of those unsung heroes that students have researched in our new museum in downtown Fort Scott.
So are all of these installations, they're done by students?
Most of them are done by students, yes.
Norm, how did the idea come about that a good repository for all of this would be in Fort Scott?
Yes, Megan and I are from Bourbon County and from Fort Scott, and since some of the projects that we've worked on over the years have become quite well known, like Irina Sendler with the Hallmark movie and the best-selling book and et cetera, then when we came up with an idea of a location, Fort Scott seemed natural for us. Plus, Fort Scott's a very historic town, and for this museum to be right in the middle of it, about history, that seemed ideal.
How many exhibits do you have featured?
Well, we have about 20 in the museum right now, but we have hundreds that could go in. With the 20 in the museum right now, four of those unsung heroes are still alive and will be at our grand opening on May 24th. And so we're featuring stories of people who may have passed away in the 1700s or 1800s, but also stories of people who are still alive. And some of them are just beyond fascinating.
These aren't all Kansas people, right?
No, we have people from all time periods, genres, men, women, children. We even have a dog who is an unsung hero in our new exhibits. But also in these students we work with, we've had a student developer project in all 50 states and from 29 different countries.
Obviously, a lot of these projects were initially done for participation in National History Day. Do you have any connection with the National Endowment for the Humanities or the people who run National History Day?
We collaborate with history organizations all across the country, and National History Day is such a wonderful organization, so we have involvement and collaboration with National History Day also. But we have people who come to see the museum from everywhere, Kansas City, Lawrence, bus tours, and from all over the nation. We even have a center in Europe, in Poland. So we have two centers, one in the United States in Fort Scott and one in Poland, and a lot of connection and collaboration with history groups.
This seems to have gotten really big. How did this all come about?
It's amazing. We started with two employees 10 years ago, and now we have seven in Fort Scott and another five or six around the country and then in Europe. It's an idea that we need role models in history, and so we find these unsung heroes, and students and teachers do these great projects, and it has just caught on. It's just a very positive thing.